This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. One way to cut down on the amount of waste sent to landfills is to recycle. In Birmingham, that's easier said than done. The city offers a weekly collection service, but residents and some city officials say the process is confusing. And for apartment dwellers, it's not always an option. As we wrap up our series, Trash Talk, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgson takes a look at the city's recycling program.
Birmingham Recycling and Recovery is easy to miss. It's tucked behind a fence along the train tracks in Avondale.
So it gets kind of loud in here.
That's Lee Schaefer. She's the sales manager here. Inside, people and machines sort giant piles of paper, plastic, and aluminum.
This is the mixed paper baler.
This is where recycling trucks go to dump the items they pick up from homes and businesses. Schaefer says they process and sell residential material from about 25 local municipalities. She says some cities recycle more than others. Every Wednesday, they get a really skinny load from the city of Birmingham.
And they have at least 30 trucks per week. Each of them has about three people in it, and most of them bring in less than 1,000 pounds.
Compare that to Hoover, whose trucks typically bring in at least 8,000 pounds each. Why so much less from Birmingham?
More than likely, it has to do with the fact that there's not a whole lot of outreach and education and resident awareness.
Take Alvin Crenshaw. He and his wife live in a house in Birmingham's West End. They're eligible for the city's weekly collection service. But for about a year now, they've been driving to the recycling drop-off site on UAB's campus.
My wife and I collect plastics. So we bring them out here because we want an impression that Birmingham wasn't picking up recyclables anymore.
Crenshaw says he used to participate in the city's recycling program, but he hasn't received information about it recently. And he says no one on his street recycles, so he thought the service stopped.
I mean, you know, if they're still picking up the plastics, they need to get the information out.
This is a common complaint, according to Birmingham City Council member Daryl O'Quinn. He says there's not much effort to educate residents about the program. No website, no flyers. Plus, he says the city ran out of recycling bins a few years ago, and the ones they used to give out are really small. Another issue is that the city doesn't pick up recycling from apartments, and it doesn't provide a drop-off site for these residents.
To be the largest city in the state of Alabama, one of the most progressive cities in the state of Alabama, and we don't have a robust and thriving recycling program, you know, personally, it makes my head explode.
A nonprofit called Alabama Environmental Council used to fill in some of these gaps. For years, AEC ran a local drop-off site, most recently in Avondale, but that closed a few months ago due to financial pressure. AEC also helped Birmingham apply for state recycling grants. The city hasn't applied for this money in recent years. Birmingham officials say they're working on a plan to improve, but they haven't shared specifics. Councilor O'Quinn says it's not just about environmental benefits.
Dealing with waste costs the city and ultimately the taxpayers a lot of money.
The city spends millions of dollars every few years to operate and expand landfills. If residents recycled more, O'Quinn says Birmingham would generate less trash and save money. Back at Birmingham Recycling and Recovery, Lee Schaefer says it'd be great if Birmingham residents recycled more. But she also hopes the city and other communities focus on educating people about what can actually be recycled.
Well, we do get an awful amount of contamination of things that I think people wish they could recycle. We call it wish cycling. So we have to separate out the contaminants and they end up going in the landfill.
Things like plastic grocery bags or glass. And for some reason, they get lots and lots of garden hoses. Schaefer says for residential recycling in and around Birmingham, people can recycle plastics 1 and 2, mixed paper, cardboard, and metal cans. And they can even bring those materials directly to Birmingham Recycling and Recovery. Just watch out for trucks. Mary Scott Hodgson, WBHM.